Beyond the AI hardware boom, several major technology developments this week highlight how rapidly the broader tech landscape is evolving. Let's examine some breakthrough announcements that could reshape entire industries.
Apple's decision to push their smart glasses launch to late 2027 represents a significant strategic recalibration. Given Apple's typically aggressive product timelines, this delay suggests either technical challenges with augmented reality integration or a deliberate decision to wait for more mature component ecosystems. Either way, it opens a significant window for competitors.
This timing is particularly interesting given Meta's announcement of an AI pendant and new Wearables for Work initiative aimed at cutting their substantial hardware losses. An internal memo revealed targets of 10 million device sales in the second half of 2026, which would represent a massive scaling of their wearables business beyond VR headsets.
Meta's pivot to workplace wearables makes strategic sense. Enterprise customers provide more predictable revenue streams and higher price tolerance than consumer markets. If they can establish themselves as the leader in AI-powered workplace wearables before Apple enters the market, they could build significant competitive advantages.
Meanwhile, Nintendo addressed a different kind of technical challenge by rolling out new Switch 2 backward compatibility fixes for May. While this seems like routine maintenance, backward compatibility has become a crucial competitive differentiator in gaming. The ability to preserve existing game libraries influences purchase decisions more than almost any other factor.
Gaming is also expanding through Microsoft's Xbox Game Pass, which confirmed 10 titles for June 2026. The lineup includes day one indie releases like Solarpunk and Shift at Midnight, alongside catalog editions of Final Fantasy VI and Jurassic World Evolution 3. This demonstrates how subscription models are changing game development economics by guaranteeing audience reach for developers.
On the innovation front, CERN announced what could be the most significant physics discovery in decades. Their measurement of rare B meson decays at the Large Hadron Collider deviates from standard model predictions at 4 sigma confidence, giving physicists only a 1 in 16,000 chance that this is a statistical fluke.
To understand why this matters, consider that the standard model has successfully predicted particle behavior for over 50 years. If these measurements hold up under additional scrutiny, they could point toward entirely new physics beyond our current understanding. The technological applications of such discoveries typically emerge decades later, but they eventually transform entire industries.
In medical technology, we're seeing remarkable advances in cancer treatment. Johnson & Johnson's cancer injection has demonstrated the ability to completely erase tumors in some head and neck cancer patients. While still in clinical trials, the mechanism of action suggests potential applications across multiple cancer types.
Revolution Medicines reached a significant milestone by beginning shipment of their pancreatic cancer drug to patients. Pancreatic cancer has historically been one of the most challenging to treat, with 5-year survival rates below 10%. Any effective treatment represents a major advance in oncology.
Another breakthrough came from Akeso, whose lung cancer drug cut death risk by 34% in a landmark trial. Ivonescimab plus chemotherapy showed significant overall survival benefit over standard immunotherapy in squamous lung cancer, according to results presented at the American Society of Clinical Oncology Conference.
The Coalition for Epidemic Preparedness Innovations committed $61.8 million to fast-track 3 Ebola vaccines. This funding addresses a critical gap. No approved vaccines exist for the Bundibugyo strain, driving deadly outbreaks in the Democratic Republic of Congo and Uganda. The speed of this response reflects lessons learned from COVID-19 about pandemic preparedness.
European technology companies are making their own strategic moves. 13 cloud providers backed the European Commission's initiative to reduce dependence on U.S. technology giants, announcing support just days before the EU unveils its tech sovereignty package on Wednesday. This represents the most coordinated European effort yet to challenge American technology dominance.
Leica made an interesting philosophical statement about AI in photography, saying that generative AI features clash with their photography heritage and won't appear on their traditional cameras. While Google's Gemini Omni Flash video tool becomes available globally, Leica is positioning itself as preserving authentic photography experiences.
Finally, Supermicro launched blueprints for NVIDIA Vera Rubin AI data centers, providing turnkey solutions for organizations building AI infrastructure. This reflects how AI deployment is becoming industrialized. Companies can now implement sophisticated AI capabilities without developing deep technical expertise internally.
What connects all these developments is the acceleration of innovation cycles. Products that would have taken years to develop are reaching market in months. This compression of development timelines is creating enormous opportunities, but also significant risks for companies that can't adapt quickly enough.